Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 43, Part 2. The Three Periods of Krishna's Kaumara Age. The childhood ages of Krishna are divided into three periods: the beginning of the Kaumara Age, the middle of the Kaumara Age, and the end of the Kaumara Age. During the beginning and middle of the Kaumara Age, Krishna's thighs are fatty and the inner parts of Krishna's eyes are whitish, and there are signs of teeth coming out, and Krishna is very mild and gentle. So Krishna is thus described as follows. When Sri Krishna had only three or four teeth coming out of his gums, Krishna's thighs were fatty, his body was very, very short, and Krishna began to enhance the parental love of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda by the activities of his childish body. Krishna was sometimes stepping with his legs again and again, sometimes crying, sometimes smiling, sometimes sucking his thumb, and sometimes lying down flat. These are some of the different activities of the child Krishna. When Krishna was lying down flat, sometimes sucking the toes of his feet, sometimes throwing his legs upward, sometimes crying, and sometimes smiling, Mother Yashoda, seeing her son in such pastimes, did not show any sign of restricting Krishna, but rather Yashoda began to watch her child with eagerness, enjoying all these childhood pastimes. In the beginning of Krishna's Kaumara age, the nails of tigers were set in a golden necklace around his neck. There was protective tilak on Krishna's forehead, black mascara around Krishna's eyes, and silk thread around his waist. These are the descriptions of Krishna's dress at the beginning of the Kaumara age. When Nanda Maharaj saw the beauty of child Krishna with tiger nails on his chest, a complexion like the newly grown tamal tree, beautifully decorated with tilak made with cow's urine, arm decorations of nice silk thread, and silk clothes tied around Krishna's waist, Nanda Maharaj thus saw his child like this, and Nanda never became satiated by the beauty of his child Krishna. In the middle Kaumara age, the upper portion of Krishna's hair falls around his eyes. Sometimes Krishna is covered with cloth around the lower part of his body, and sometimes Krishna is completely naked. Sometimes Krishna tries to walk, taking step by step, and sometimes Krishna talks very sweetly in broken language. These are some of the symptoms of Krishna's middle Kaumara age. Krishna is thus described when Mother Yashoda once saw him in his middle Kaumara age. Krishna's scattered hairs were touching his eyebrows, and Krishna's eyes were restless. But Krishna could not express his feelings with proper words. Still, when Krishna was talking, his talk was so nice and sweet to hear. And when Mother Yashoda looked at Krishna's little ears and saw Krishna naked, trying to run very quickly with his little legs, Yashoda was thus merged into the ocean of nectar. At this age, Krishna's ornaments are a pearl hanging from the septum of his nose, butter is on his lotus-like palms, and some small bells hang from Krishna's waist. And it is stated that when Mother Yashoda saw that the child was moving, ringing the bells on his waist, smiling at her with the pearl between his nostrils, and with butter on his hands, Yashoda became wonderfully pleased to see her little child Krishna in such a fashion. While Krishna was in the middle of his Kaumara age, Krishna's waist became thinner, his chest became broader, and his head was decorated with curly hair hanging down, resembling the wings of a crow. These wonderful features of Krishna's body never failed to astonish Mother Yashoda. And at the end of Krishna's Kaumara age, Krishna carried a small stick in his hand, his clothing was a little longer, and Krishna had a knot around his waist resembling the hood of a snake. And in that dress, Krishna used to take care of the calves near the house, and sometimes Krishna played with other cowherd boys of about the same age. Krishna had a slender flute and a buffalo horn bugle, and sometimes Krishna played on a flute made from the leaves of trees. These are some of the symptoms of the end of Krishna's Kaumara age. But when Krishna was a little grown up and was taking care of the small calves, Krishna would often go near the forest. And when Krishna was a little bit late returning home, Nanda Maharaj would immediately get up on the Chandra Shalika, a small shed built on the roof for getting a bird's eye view all around. And so Nanda would watch for Krishna. Worrying about the late arrival of his little son, Nanda Maharaj would remain on the Chandra Shalika until Nanda could indicate to his wife that Krishna, surrounded by his little cowherder friends, was finally coming back with the calves. Nanda Maharaj would point out the peacock feather on his child's head and would inform his beloved wife Yashoda how Krishna was pleasing his eyes. Mother Yashoda would then address Nanda Maharaj, "Just see my dear son, whose eyes are white, who has a turban on his head, a wrapper on his body, and leg bells which tinkle very sweetly on his feet. Krishna is coming near along with his Surabhi calves. And just see how Krishna is wandering upon the sacred land of Vrindavan." And similarly, Maharaj Nanda would address his wife, "My dear Yashoda, just look at your offspring, Krishna. See his blackish bodily luster, his eyes tinged with red color, his broad chest, and his nice golden necklace. Oh, how wonderful Krishna looks, and how Krishna is increasing my transcendental bliss more and more." Thus ends Chapter 43, Part 2, The Three Periods of Krishna's Kaumara Age, recorded April 13, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.